Beautiful people.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Pace FO Life and Mission podcast radio show.
Shortly, the Pace show.
Exactly. Today it's me, Anna.
And me, Lynn Marie.
It's been a long time since I've been here. I'm very excited for today's theme and continue the series of the villains.
Yes, the villains. Today's theme is called Redemption, and it's about Saul turning to Paul.
Ooh.
But we wanted to give you a quick follow-up on the last few episodes we had. The first one we named Tempted, and was about the snake, how the snake allowed Satan to tempt Adam and Eve, and that we have to stand up against the evil, because otherwise we're just as guilty as the ones who commit evil. And then the second time it was called Listen, and about the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh fought the law, and the law won. And it was all about that we cannot win a power struggle with God, because God always gets his way, even if we're really stubborn, because he has the best plans. That's what we always have to bear in mind. And then in the third episode, we talked about influence, and topic was influence, and the people we were talking about were Ahab and Jezebel. They were from the Old Testament, and Ahab was a bad guy. He was a king, and Jezebel was his wife, and she made him even worse than he was from the beginning on. And It was all about how bad company can corrupt us. So we have to choose our friends wisely. Otherwise, we will find ourselves in trouble. And yeah, now we come to today about redemption. As I already said, Saul turning to Paul.
And to start the topic of the day, I have a question for you and for me to answer is, did you ever get lost with the car or on a hike? And if you did, what did you do? And how was the experience? But before we continue, if you want to participate in the radio of today, you can send us a message on 577777 if you are in the Faroe Islands. If you're not, you can send us a message somewhere that you know us on the Pace
Instagram, Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook, or if you know us, WhatsApp, Messenger, whatever. Yeah, we'll be gladly answering to you.
And you can listen to our latest shows on Spotify, Google Podcast, or Apple Podcast, wherever it's available. So if you're interested, tune in there.
Yes. So continuing, did you ever get lost, Lemarie, and what did you do, or how was the experience?
I think actually nowadays it's so hard to not get lost. No, that's weird. But we all have our phones, and usually we have mobile data. At least I do at home. And so it's really difficult to even get lost, because you can always just turn off Google Maps and then it tells you where to go. I think there's always, like, it can always happen that you drive in the wrong street, or that you take the wrong turn, whatever it is. But a big, big lost, I think I never really had. At least I always felt my way home.
That's good. I think in my city I never got lost, because I just got used to the city, the directions and everything. But here, this would be funny for the ones who are listening, because you'd be like, oh, but that's not really big. But this week I got lost in the park, the plantation of trees. I was going home and I went through the park, and there's so many ways that you can turn that I turned in one and I started to go, and I ended up like in the middle of nowhere, like
in the park still,
like in some houses, but I didn't know, like, this is not where I need to come. And I was like, oh my god, I had to go back, make a U-turn, and go back to the right track and get like back to the way to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what like a part of what we're talking today, that sometimes we get lost and we need to do a U-turn. Like mm-hmm. sometimes, like you said, you turn in the wrong street. You need to turn to go to the right street again. So it can be the same thing in our lives. Sometimes we can make choices that take us to a wrong place. Mm. But you can make a U-turn and get redeemed and come back to the right path. So for our first song of today, we have Forever in Faith by Alex Jean.
And Jean.
Jean. Okay, Alex Jean. And we will come back afterwards with going more into the topic.
Well, I'm your honestly, if you only believe in me, don't you be like that. I will love you forever if you don't even believe in me.
Yeah. Straight from the eight, I'm walking with God, I don't need a drink. The devil be talking, I don't entertain. I'm walking in faith, I'm sowing my seed. I did it in faith, I gave it to God, and He made it great. Put me in good soil and took out the snakes. Yeah. Back in the O, straight from the eight, I'm walking with God, I don't need a drink. The devil be talking, I don't entertain. I'm walking in faith, I'm sowing my seed. I did it in faith, I gave it to God, and He made it great. Put me in good soil and took out the snakes. God, I do great at this rate. I'm feeling good and I'm done acting fake. Had to step out of the crib, I'm done being late. I'm finna walk in the world, don't need drapes. But I ain't shooting no demons today. I'ma keep seeking the kingdom with faith. I'ma trust in the truth, so He got in my ways. And I hope that you get it today. And I hope that you find in your way. Back in the O, straight from the A. I'm walking with God, I don't need a drink. The devil be talking, I don't entertain. I'm walking in faith, I'm sowing my seed. I did it in faith, I gave it to God, and He made it great. Put me in good soil and took out the snakes. God, I do good at His rate.
Don't you think like that, I will love you honestly.
I got God and He still got my back. I'm so attached, I don't need a strap. Never thought that He would take me back. I will love you forever. Yeah, now I see the truth, I'm believing in you. Back in the O, straight from the A. I'm walking with God, I don't need a drink. The devil be talking, I don't entertain. I'm walking in faith, I'm sowing my seed. I did it in faith, I gave it to God, and He made it great. Put me in good soil and took out the snakes. God, I do good at His rate. Don't you think like that, I will love you in this day. If you only believe the King. Yeah. Don't you think like that, I will love you forever. Cause God, I'm believing in you.
That was Forever in Faith by Alex Jean.
Nice.
Yeah, welcome back after this wonderful song. Today, our radio show is called Redemption, or we're talking about redemption. And Anna just asked in the beginning if we ever got lost. So I think we can just jump right into the next question.
Ooh.
Where in your life did you do a U-turn?
Oh, that's a big question. I think I did many U-turns in my life. But I think there's very various situations that you look at yourself and you're like, where am I going? Not into the right place. Like, let me change my way to think and go back to the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think many times I did that. But I know that there's a story that we will talk today that is very impactful on that. But mm-hmm. did you ever make a U-turn in your life?
I think there are always paths you wander on that are not the right ones for you, mm-hmm. where you have to do a U-turn. And I wouldn't say that I had a big yeah. U-turn, but like sometimes it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to do a U-turn kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a specific thing in mind right now. But we have a testimony of a guy. It's a German guy. He's called Johannes Kneifel. And it's really interesting because it's a story about he who was a a Nazi when he grew up and then got to be a pastor afterwards. And he also wrote the book From Saulus to Paulus, which is From Saul to Paul. Mm-hmm. So in his early youth, he was like 13. He started getting into friendships and friend groups with ideologies that were right, like right-based.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the next few years, he got deeper and deeper into it. And he went into racism, drinking and drugs. And this all was a big part of his life. And what's really interesting, we just talked about it the last week, about influence, how can friends influence mm-hmm. our life. And this is what we clearly see here. He didn't respect his parents. He got himself out of the house. He was a skinhead and Nazi. And one night he and his friends got drunk and beat up a man from their town. He's called Peter Deutschmann. And he was known as the hippie. And he criticized this guy, Johannes, sometime before. So they bet up the hippie, and the hippie actually died because of the injuries Johannes and his friends inflicted. And that's so crazy, because at the time, Johannes was 17, and he got prosecuted for a physical injury resulting in death, and therefore he got to spend 5 years in jail. And while he was in jail, Johannes met people, lots of immigrants, and he turned further away from his former ideologies and friend groups, which is really good. And then he met the prison pastor, and through him he got to experience God's forgiveness, and he actually repented. He studied theology and worked as a pastor, and he's still working as a pastor, and he's also at the University of St. Georgen in theology. Thank you, faculty.
But, so he's still alive?
He's still alive.
Oh.
Yeah, it was it wasn't during Second World War or anything.
Oh, okay.
But you can still be like a neo-Nazi and follow the ideologies they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very crazy. Like, he went from one, point to the opposite one.
Yeah.
And that's very beautiful. And what's nice is that when we look at this, we can see how God transforms completely the life of someone. It mm-hmm. turns upside down. And as we said in the beginning, we're going to talk about Saul. Sorry. Saul. And you will see how he was also transformed by God.
Yeah.
But we wanted to play a song before we continue. And I think it's something that also God, like when we think about the song, you can say, yeah, God can transform anything to anything, like anything bad to anything good. And the song is called Graves into Gardens by Brendan Lake. Here you go.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fail are never enough. Then you came along, put me back together, and every desire is now satisfied.
Better than you.
Pace show on J Radio. Let's continue our topic about redeemed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
redemption.
Yeah, redemption. So going to our next question is, who was Saul? So if you ever read Acts, or if you never did, we will talk about it anyway, but so you get to know him. Saul was a Pharisee, so he was a man that knew all the laws from the Old Testament very well. Mm-hmm. He was like a teacher. He studied, like, he knew. He knew the word.
Yeah.
And like many of the, like, bad villains on the Bible, he did not see himself as a villain. So he is born after Jesus died, probably, or after he's like adult after Christianity started to get big and everything. And he saw himself as someone that would defend the real faith, like the truth he was defending. So he did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah, and he would just persecute everyone, every Jew who said, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Mm. So he murdered a lot of the first, he actually murdered the first of many Christian leaders, Stephen. And then he went out on mission to capture and imprison many more people. But that's when the story changes.
Yeah. So in Acts 9:1-9, we can read about how Saul was on his way and he wanted to go to the synagogues in Damascus and wanted to, like, he was always on the watch for Christians to imprison them. And when he was on his way to Damascus, there was suddenly a light from heaven that flashed around him, and he fell onto the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And then Saul, of course, asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And then the voice replies, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And there were men traveling with Saul. They were speechless, because they, of course, they heard the sound, but there was no one around. Like, who is this voice? Is it belonging to a person in, I don't know, a bush, or like, from where is it coming? Saul got up from the ground and he opened his eyes because he had them closed, but there was no one around him. So he was led into Damascus, and the funny thing is that he actually was blind after that.
Yeah.
Because he was persecuting Jesus. So people who were with Saul had to lead him into Damascus.
Yeah.
And he really had to trust that there was someone telling Saul what to do to get to, like, see again.
Yeah. And it's very interesting, like, imagine for Saul, who persecuted, like, Christians. You come face to face to the one, like, to Christ, to the one who died and resurrected, and, like, you just hear his voice, like, confronting you. That must be really crazy. But he is led into there, like, Damascus and all. But in that moment when Jesus talked to Paul, he reveals himself as Son of God, God's Son. So we know, like, many people in history, but Saul was not the last enemy of Jesus that would change sides. The last one that persecuted Jesus to change sides. And we see, like, there's a famous, one of the most famous conversions happened in English in the 20th century. There was a professor, a college professor, that did not believe in God, and he said that he was going to research to prove, like, once and for all, that Christianity was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But the more he read about Jesus and he learned more, the more he was convinced that Jesus was the Son of God. And this man is C.S. Lewis, nothing less or more. C.S. Lewis, the amazing author, he became a believer and wrote many, many books about this newfound faith. And we know, like, most of the people maybe know him for Chronicles of Narnia.
Mm-hmm.
He was the writer of that. But also there's so many books, so many good books that he wrote.
Yeah.
If you never read, it's, how do you say, a suggestion if you like to read.
Mm-hmm.
C.S. Lewis is very good.
Yeah, he is definitely. And it's not the only one. Like, there's still so many examples of people who might call themselves an atheist, but then something's happening in their life and they're just researching more about this Jesus, and suddenly they cannot deny the truth anymore. They just have to believe, and it's so crazy. Because, like, they were kind of, if, for example, especially if they were calling themselves an atheist, they were fighting against the faith, fighting against Jesus, and then suddenly they are standing
next to him
or in front of Jesus. Yeah. And, like, there are also movies about some cases, for example, The Case of Christ or God's Not Dead. That's, I think it's always super nice to watch them.
Yeah, and very encouraging.
Yeah, super encouraging.
And there's, like, an assurance that we can have, or, like, when we think about when you come face to face with God, there's no longer any doubt about who he is. So Jesus is the Son of God, we know, and he died for our sins, and he's the only hope that we have for eternal life. And that's crazy, like, how when you have an encounter with God and with Jesus, and you're just completely sure that he's, like, the creator, and he can show you his love in a way that you're like, yeah, that's God. No doubt that's God.
Yeah, totally. It's also super nice to just know that Jesus can change anyone. Like, even the hardest heart, he makes it clean again.
Yeah.
And you can see this today, but you can also read it in the Bible. And yeah, maybe we can continue about the story.
Yeah. So, like Limaria was saying, the first part, like the light on the road and the voice, was only the first part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a second part that sometimes we, like, overlook, because God changed him at that moment. But this part is very important in the story, and it's also in Acts 9, but it's the verse 10 to 19, and it's when God already said to Paul to go to Damascus, but then the story changes from Paul to Ananias. So he was a disciple, and God came to him in a vision and said, Ananias. And Ananias said, yes, Lord, what do you want? So God said that he should go to the house of someone and ask for a man from Tarsus named Paul, because he was praying. And then Ananias was like, God, this man is the one who's been persecuting us and, like, killing everyone who calls after you. And then, like, God said to Ananias, like, it doesn't matter if he's been the one. I chose him.
Mm-hmm.
He is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. Like, wow. And then Ananias went to the house and he put his hand on Paul and he said that Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And in that time, like in that moment, something fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. And then he was baptized and took some food, regained his strength, and then he spent like several days in Damascus with the disciples. And then we know, like, that after that, Paul was like the apostle of Christ, seen by the Gentiles. And so many things that he did, and we can see in the Bible so many letters and everything that he wrote for many churches in many different places. So,
yeah, it's just amazing how, like, you would never expect a guy like Saul to be one of the greatest disciples ever,
yeah,
and one of the greatest guys in the Bible or in the latest history to spread the gospel,
yeah,
and Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as Jesus said to Ananias, that he wants, like, here, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and to kings and to the people of Israel. That's really, like, he really chose him.
Yeah.
That's the confession Jesus makes to Ananias here. And that's how I think we can also take so much out of it, because Jesus chose every one of us,
yeah,
like, to have this life here on earth, but also to have a purpose. And for some it's this, for some it's another purpose, mm-hmm, but we can always be sure that we are chosen people.
Yeah, and that we will talk a bit more in the next question that we have, but that just shows that no one, like, in this earth, independent of the way they look, the way they act, the way they think, or will be excluded from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, Jesus chose each and every one of us, then we just need to get to know him and understand, like, who is he? What did he do for us? And it's very beautiful that anyone can be redeemed. And yeah. So we will listen to our next song and go back to this topic, but it's called Repentance by Lecrae. Here you go.
Transparent, apparently you care for me like a parent. I swear it's the coldest winter ever upon my shoulders. Days are long, my nights are even longer. The weight's so heavy on my back, I can't move. Can somebody help me? Where do I turn to? Since I was a youngin', I've been gunning it all alone. Ain't asking for help, I just carry it on my own. And turning to God was for the weak lens. I'm looking at life through such a weak lens. I can't see clear, but it ain't tears in my eyes. It's sweat pouring down from the years I done tried to be my own savior. Said I'll never fail, but never had the righteousness it took to save myself. So this is where I turn, confess, believe that Jesus is the only savior that I'll ever need. I repent tonight, yeah. It's like I always seem to fall. Catch me, can you catch me? Can you catch me before I'm gone? I'm gone, trying it on my own. I know I can't do it, but still I'm just holding on. And when you see me up, yeah, I'm really down. And when you see me smile, there's really no one around. So if I let it go, promise you catch me now. Yeah, just catch me now. Promise you catch me now.
Yeah, go with me now. Trying to stand on my own, still I'm just crawling. Trying to be the man I should be, that's my calling. But no matter how hard I try, I don't never really grab. Gotta step, I'm on the verge of bowling. Often I'm feeling like I'm hopeless. Feeling like I failed, I'm groaning. Cause I grit my teeth in a strap each moment. Trying to be strong, but daily I've blown it. Man, I don't know what's gonna happen, I see. Some change gotta happen in me. I'm weak and some kind of power's lacking in me. I need grace that it be sweet. Is there anyone to turn to? Did grace and peace, do I really gotta earn you? Can I be forgiven for the time that I burned through? I wanna learn and be free, but I hear I gotta turn and believe. Please, yeah, it's like
go again. Yeah, I blew it. Everything I don't wanna do, I keep doing. Steadily feeling stupid. Instead of making excuses, I just need to face the music. I need ya. I lean on my own strength, but it's useless. Cause healing only come by them stripes and them bruises. I chunk deuces and turn towards you, but sometimes I turn right back to it. Why do I abuse all the grace that you're giving me? It's like I can't win, man, I still got sin in me. And I struggle just believing you forgiving me. Cause if I was you, I would've been done, finished me. But we're not the same mentally, thank God. Your grace is amazing, look where you went for me. On them wooden beams, took responsibility for sin that you never did to call you a friend of me. Your ways are so high, but you bent your knee. I keep falling, but you call me to get on my feet. Keep walking, trust what you started, you will complete. I'ma keep repenting till the day I leave. Yeah,
it's like I always seem to fall. Catch me, can you catch me, can you catch me before I'm gone? I'm gone, trying it on my own. I know I can't do it, but still I'm just holding on. And when you see me up, yeah, I'm really down. And when you see me smile, there's really no one around. So if I let it go, promise you catch me now. Yeah, just catch me now. Promise you catch me now. Yeah, catch me now. It's like I always seem to fall. Catch me, can you catch me, can you catch me before I'm gone?
Hello and welcome back to the Pace Show.
Ooh.
Ooh. We are already in our topic. Today we're talking about redemption and how Saul got turned into Paul. Yeah, we just had a great talk about the Bible passages. It is written in Acts 9, so if you want to, you can read it afterwards at home or right now. But also, if you want to interact with us, we have a number where you can write us, which is
577777.
Yes.
If you're on the Faroe Islands.
If you're on the Faroe Islands. If you're not, or if you don't want to write us via SMS, we also have social media, Pace Faroe Islands, on Facebook and Instagram. Or if you know us personally, you can write us there. We will be
glad to answer if you have a prayer request or a song.
Yeah, or just want to send greetings because Anna looks so nice, but I know you don't see her, but still.
You too, Limerie.
Thank you. But Anna, I have a question for you. Do you sometimes, intentionally or unintentionally, exclude people from church or from hearing the gospel because you think they are beyond saving?
This is a very hard question. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard in a way. I think I never did, like, completely intentionally looking at her, you don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes when you look at some people that, like, I don't know, we have, like, preconcepts mm-hmm. about people. And, like, when you think, oh, especially I think for me when I was in college and I would see, like, people go crazy in the world, like, drinking a lot, using drugs or just going crazy. I would look at them and be like, if I speak about Jesus to them, they would be like, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you talking to me? I never thought that, oh, this person is beyond saving.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that it's hard for me sometimes to look at someone and say, yeah, he, like, I remember, I don't know where, and I don't know who said that to me, but a lot of times, people that look like maybe the craziest are the ones that need the most, and they have, like, a big hole, and they're open to receive most of the mm-hmm. times. They need something. They're searching mm-hmm. for something desperately. That's why they're going crazy like that. And they are the ones that if you go and speak about Jesus and about God's love, and they can be transformed in a way that you don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you?
I think it's pretty much the same as you already said. There's I think there was no situation where it intentionally excluded someone from hearing the gospel, because everyone deserves to hear it.
Yeah.
But as you said, sometimes we have these preconcepts about people when we see them. We think, or like we make assumptions about what they would say, how they would answer, and then just don't even try to spread the gospel or try to speak to them about something. And that's something where I also have to work, like, with myself, to not let my point of view win, but let God lead me to people, even though when I personally would say, I don't want to go up to the person because it seems, something like that.
And it's interesting, like, how in this story we can see that Ananias knew who Saul was. All the early Christians knew him.
Yeah.
He was like the number one enemy of the new church. He witnessed the stoning of Stephen, and Stephen was someone who was only sharing like Jesus' love and with the others. And like Saul made his mission to stop the spread of Christianity. So when Jesus came to Ananias and said, hey, can you go there to Saul and pray for him? Like, how excited do you think he was to see the man who wanted to toss him in jail? Like, imagine you have someone that, like, persecutes you in a way, or like, it can be in any way, not in this way, like, of killing and all, but someone that you don't really like at all, and Jesus comes to you and say, hey, go to that person and talk about my love, go to that person and pray for it.
Yeah.
Them.
It's interesting because there are many viewpoints of the story and you can go a lot more deeper into it, but as we are talking about Ananias, first of all, he doesn't understand why God chose Saul to be the one, like, the biggest feared man of the early Christians. And then second of all, he doesn't trust God, that his decision is the best and that he knows the best. And then third of all, he has only his humanly
view
on things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just making also pre-assumptions about Saul, which, I mean, I would have also made them probably.
Yeah.
If I were him. But still, he didn't trust God in that point, at least. But then God asked him again to go and... He finally makes the decision to go to Saul, and Saul got transferred to Paul. But what if Ananias said no?
Yeah. It's an interesting question. I think, like, maybe God would have used someone else, but I think that was also an opportunity for Ananias to grow in something doing that. And like, if you think Jesus said that Saul would be the one who would spread the gospel to the Gentiles. So he would do more than anyone, like, to spread Christianity across the entire world, the civilized world. And like, but it would be for nothing if Ananias said no, or if all the men poor Christian said, no, I don't want you because he's all, like, he's persecuting me. I would not welcome him, like, to church and all and to Christianity. But that's not the point of Christianity. And I'm sure, like, he was probably terrified to go to Saul, but he went anyway. And that's the important point. Like, even if you're terrified or if you're, like, afraid or embarrassed, just go anyways.
Yeah, and that's where he decided to trust God again.
Yeah. Like,
after this moment. And I like that we get so much out of the story. Like, God is someone who sees us in every situation, and he chooses us, even when we are making bad decisions, and even if our life was completely bad, he's still someone that wants us to be his child. And also, he's someone, like, God is someone who sees us when we think we know it better. Like, we always talk about, yeah, you have to trust God, you have to trust his plans, he means it good. But, for example, in this situation of Ananias, he didn't see the outcome yet.
Yeah.
He didn't know what, like, God, of course, he told him, I want to use him as an instrument. But in the situation, it didn't make sense to him.
Yeah.
And sometimes in our life, things also don't make sense. I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. Sometimes it's just hard to see the entire picture.
Yeah.
When God gives you only a part of it. But, yeah, so it's amazing what happened also. Because when you see that Ananias fulfilled what God wanted him to do, you see that Saul was transformed. And he began his new life in ministry. And, like, Saul knew that he had hurt a lot of people. And he knew that the grace that was given to him was undeserved. But it was still very important for the early church to accept him the way that Jesus accepted all of them. And this is the hardest thing for us to do, I think. Sometimes when we see, like, oh, this person is now a Christian, we're very happy for you, but still a bit hard when you look... But look at their past. And there are so many people that focus on the past. But we also need to remind ourselves that when you are transformed by Jesus, you are a new creature. Yeah. Your past things are past. They don't matter anymore. They're just history, like a part of the story of your life. But from the point that you accept Jesus in your life, he starts to change you each and every day and transform your mind and transform the way you act and the way you think about things. So we cannot look at people and just judge them by their pasts, but just accept them as like a new creation of God that was transformed.
Yeah.
And that's very beautiful to see. Yeah, so we'll go to our next song now and continue with our last question of the day. And the song is called Grace to Grace by Hillsong Worship.
Is paid from death to life.
Beautiful people, to the Pace Show, for like blah blah, For our last question of the day, we have, what does that mean for our daily life, and what chance might that change bring?
Ooh.
A hard question.
Yeah.
But we are talking about Saul and how he was converted into the Christianism and how he changed, like, 360, 180, all those things, like, a completely change of way of living. And what's the importance of this for our daily lives? And in the beginning we were talking about U-turns and getting lost, and it's very easy to get lost when we don't pay attention or when we are not committed to the things in our lives,
mm-hmm.
In our lifestyle and everything. And it's easy to get distracted, like, from time to time. So we sometimes need to stop and realize, okay, let's make a little U-turn here. And there's a phrase from Martin Luther, right?
It says, repentance begins in the penitent person, but it does not stop throughout our entire life until death, and does not, as many think, last just an hour in confession.
Yeah. So, like I said, a lot of times we need to correct ourselves, like, we need to learn with our mistakes and be aware of our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And this part of repentance, like, we sin every day. We're not sinners anymore, but we do sin, and we need to repent for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Luther said here, it's not something that stops, like, after an hour of confession, or like, oh, today I prayed, Jesus, forgive my sins. I repent for everything I did in my life. And from here on, it's fine. Like, it's not something like that. It's something that each and every day you need to recognize that you do things wrong, and you are a human. So
yeah.
You can, like, ask for forgiveness. And the important thing is to, you ask for forgiveness and then you just try your best to stop doing that. Don't repeat the same mistake over and over. But it's easy also, that when people bully us in whatever it is, like, each, or when our faith is attacked, or when we are hurt by actions of other people, we all, like, it's common for us to want people to get, like, brought to justice, or mm-hmm. some people seek revenge, some people hold, like,
hold a grudge.
Exactly, hold mm-hmm. a grudge, and that's not really good to do, because Jesus taught us to love our enemies mm-hmm. and to forgive each and every one of them.
Yeah. There's also another passage in the Bible. It's in Luke 6:27-28. And it says, but to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. And it basically sums up what you already said, Anna.
Yeah.
Just as a proof in the Bible, love your enemies. And
yeah.
I think I wouldn't say of myself that I have a lot of enemies or enemies at all in my life, but there are always people you dislike,
yeah.
maybe, or just
do something that, like, makes you feel like,
yeah, or you just don't match with them.
Yeah.
And that's also someone you, where Jesus says, love them.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of Saul makes it very clear that the gospel is for everyone, and no one is beyond saving. Also, the testimony we heard of this guy, there's no time in your life where Jesus would say, no, now you are beyond saving because you did this and that, or because you are over 50 or whatever.
Yeah.
We've all been saved from our sins by the blood of Jesus if we just accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why we also need to pray for our enemies, and we need to be ready to love them the same way Jesus loves us all. And that's sometimes really difficult to do, but it's something where Jesus calls us, really, because that's like one of the biggest purposes we have, love each other.
Mm-hmm. And it's the thing that God forgives us, so mm-hmm. we can forgive people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in, like, the prayer that Jesus taught us to do, like, that forgive us as we forgive the ones who commit something against us. So for this week, you guys, just maybe think about people that hurt you and that you need to give forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe people that you see like, oh, that one is beyond saving. Just rethink that and see like no one is beyond saving.
Yeah.
And maybe people around you can just talk about Jesus, even if you think that they are too, like, they don't need it mm-hmm. in a way. Because everyone needs Jesus.
Yes.
And so to finish, we'll pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, Jesus, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for all the people listening, but also for everyone out there. And I just want to pray that you are, like, really giving out your love into our hearts, that we can love others through you, because otherwise we wouldn't be strengthened enough without your love to give it to others as well. So we really need your love and your forgiveness in our life. So I pray that you will just overflow us with your love every day anew, and that you will also give us a new mindset over things we might have thought about, and that we can really repent for you, and that we can come to others and bring them your love. And I want to pray that you will be with us every day. And I know that we will fail a lot of times probably, but you are there to hold us and to get us up again, and I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank you that you are always there with us and with everyone. You shed your blood on the cross for everyone, and that you chose us, and that we can trust you always. And I just want to pray that you can open up your plans for us. There's a lot of plans we don't see right now, and we just want to trust you, Jesus. Yeah, and I pray that you bless the people out there who are listening, and that they can have good rest of the day and a good rest of the week. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, that was it, people, for Radio of the Day. If you guys did not listen to the last episodes of this series, The Villains, you can listen to it on Spotify if you search Pays a Fall, Life on Mission, or on Google Podcasts or on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Apple Music, I think. So for our last song, we have Over and Over by Elevation Rhythm, and have a wonderful week.
Yes. And
bye.
Holy, that's who you are. Angels for your honor, 'cause power belongs to you. Power belongs to you. No, I can never grow tired of telling you you're worthy. There's so many ways I could see.